Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined across the desk by our resident movie critic, regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Now, we're talking about a couple of flicks that look a little bit similar on paper this week, The Kitchen and Dog Man.
Yeah, so we're taking a look at two movies featuring ordinary people who are forced into a life of crime. So we're going to start off with The Kitchen, set in Hell's Kitchen in the late 1970s. The movie stars Melissa McCartney, Tiffany Haddish, and Elizabeth Moss.
Great setting, Hell's Kitchen. I've always loved it. 1970s New York, crime-ridden, infested. It's a great setting. What do we think?
It's a great setting, but not exactly a great movie, I'm afraid. I couldn't really think of anything positive to say about this movie.
Ooh,
other than
that's unfortunate.
Yeah, other than that, Melissa McCartney really does elevate the material that she's given with. It's not great material to begin with. With the script and with the direction, it's a bit functional. It doesn't really do anything to engage with the late 1970s sort of setting. The music is a little bit uninspired, as well as the direction. It just sort of feels like that all of the characters are just sort of taking turns saying their lines and then moving on. There's nothing really unique about the acting or anything special about the acting as well. The characterization was a bit off as well. For one of these movies, one of the fun parts is seeing ordinary people being forced into a life of crime, with three wives being forced into filling into the criminal husband's shoes. But here, they decide to do it, and then one or two scenes later, then they're automatically going from mild manner to aiming guns at random people and so on. It just seems like they just easily stepped into these shoes without any sort of moral dilemmas or anything like that. It just seemed really off. And I thought that the movie would have worked a lot better as comedy. I was thinking this while I was watching it, and then I literally heard other people in the audience saying this while we were leaving. Because with people like Melissa McCartney and Tiffany Haddish, who are great comedic actresses, it could have been a very funny movie, seeing ordinary women being forced into like a life of crime. There could have been a lot of, you know, great fish out of water gags where they're trying to commit to something but they're not sure how to. But the movie as a whole, it just didn't work.
Oh, well, that's okay. The Kitchen, getting a great big thumbs down from regular size Kev. Dog Man. Now, this one is also a crime film, as we mentioned before, an Italian crime drama.
Yes, and not a potential new entry to the MCU. It's not a superhero movie, despite the misleading title. It stars Marcello Fonti as Marcello and Eduardo Pesci as his criminal friend Simon. So a dog groomer, this is actually based on a real life event. A dog groomer is very subservient to a local gangster and a bit of a menace to the local population, and he tries to figure out how to get back to a quiet life and get rid of his criminal buddy. And the movie is definitely a lot better than The Kitchen. It would have to be my pick of the week. The cinematography is fantastic. It really does engage with the late 80s vibe that the movie is going with and is set in. And I thought that it was a very interesting, very fascinating take on a sort of character study that we don't really see that like often on the big screen, which is like the beta male, someone who is very subservient to someone else and, you know, a bit more macho person, and seeing how they cope with the situations that they are forced into. And it's not something that we really see in film nowadays. It's mostly just the heroes and the main characters who try and keep on trucking.
Straightforward, dominating the screen sort of thing. Exactly.
And seeing how someone copes with being the beta male, so to speak, was I enjoyed watching it. And the acting as well was really great as well. I mean, there's a reason why it was nominated, I think, to go be screened at the Cannes Film Festival.
Well, it'd certainly be unique to me, Kevin. I've got no experience being the beta male, so no idea. It might be a fascinating look into somebody else's life. That's terrific. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.